What, 1930s Germany wasn't available? 1940s Germany? I think I'm fucking kidding. The local police have been notified and will be attending. How many times have I heard that as a kid? The police are coming. Ooh, ooh, we're scared. The loudspeaker shouts at people, and a small crowd of young people make a hasty exit from the scene. You can't even believe it. There's also, they have the helicopter hovering over the gardens to see if people are wearing masks. They're treating regular people like suspected criminals. Of course, that's how they see you. You are criminals to them. You're pieces of shit. And they want less of you. They want less of the have-nots. You look at the birth rates in the United States, all-time low since they started keeping track of this stuff going back to 1909. The birth rates in the United States in 2020, all-time low. They want less of you. If you get sick, that's okay with them. They're happy if you get really sick and don't bounce back. That's why they tell doctors, don't give these people therapeutics that can help them. Tell them if they get really sick to go to the hospital. Maybe we can wipe them out there. Maybe we can scare the shit out of them so bad if they do survive that they'll get out and take these injections. They don't like you. They don't like me. We are the bane of their existence. They want more resources for themselves. They want more money for themselves. They think that they are superior human beings sent by whatever deity they worship. And certainly is not God, by the way. It's the man downstairs. They know better than you. They're smarter than you. They are the guardians of the world, so to speak. And so the less of you, the better. And the less of me, the better. And when it comes out down the road, this is just me. This is just me. Spreading another conspiracy theory of mine. That always seemed to come true. I put the conspiracy in conspiracy theory, apparently. When it comes out that there'll be record numbers of people who can't have kids anymore because of fertility issues, well, then you'll begin to understand what these quote-unquote injections were all about. Because the birth rates are already down. Check that box off. Now, if we can get the fertility rates down, well, then we have hit a home run here, folks. Why would the fucking governments all over the world hound its citizens to put this in their bodies when there's a 99.9% recovery rate if it's treated properly? I don't know why we cannot get it through people's thick fucking heads that this whole thing is a play. And you're being played, and you've been played, and you'll continue to be played. Like an old fucking 45. But don't worry. Things are getting heated up down in D.C. And not in a good way. Let's play a little cold sweat from James Brown. I'll take a little sip of water and we'll tell you what's happening there.
Your past. I just want I love
to break into a cold sweat. You go down to D.C. Washington, D.C. murders surpass coronavirus deaths in July, nearly 3-1. I pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, especially when the man has a fucking gun. Washington Police Chief Robert Conti shows his frustration as he reacts to Thursday's shooting in a pedestrian-heavy area of the city. Did he start crying like that dope from the Capitol Police?
I've never been treated so poorly. Are the cameras on?
Am I crying in camera one or camera two? No one told me what camera to cry in. So much for being a tough guy as a cop. Or a tough gal.
It was so upsetting to see people walk around with flagpoles. One guy had a buffalo hat on with horns. Oh, the humanity.
The Hindenburg already crashed, pal. We don't need another commentator. Bunch of goddamn pussies we're surrounded by. That's law enforcement, right? He's the guy hiding behind the dumpster when the gunfire breaks out. Sergeant's having another crying jag. We're on our own out here. The number of homicides in Washington, D.C. surpassed coronavirus deaths in the city by nearly 3-1 in July. As the nation's capital continues to grapple with an uptick in murders.
The silent killer is coronavirus. Forget about homicide.
Fauci would say.
It's unvaccinated people who are pulling the trigger out there. We need to get these killers the vaccination so they calm down.
That's next.
We've done a comparison. The number of capital murders, it's not even close. It's unvaccinated people. They're a danger to us all.
The real killers in D.C. are Fauci and Burks and Redfield. It goes on and on. Walensky, I mean, those are the real killers. They make these street thugs. They're a bunch of Cub Scouts who stole a cupcake. There are 21 homicides throughout the month compared to 8 coronavirus deaths.
Lockdown D.C., 8 people died of coronavirus deaths. What about the homicides, Jim? We locked the streets down? Let them kill each other. They're animals.
See ya. Pretty much the way it is if you talk to Metro cops who've been around. We have a couple Metro cops. Top guys. We put a lot of resources and time into the COVID pandemic. Trayon White, the councilman of Ward 8, said in D.C. following the July 16th killing of a 6-year-old in his area. We're in a pandemic right now when it comes to crime in this community, and we got to start acting it. Oh, no, you don't, councilman. You better watch your step. Fauci's going to show up in a white van and whisk you away. Put a dry cleaning bag over your head. How dare you say that crime is a pandemic? 8 people died last month. How dare you, sir? You must report to the next depot for reprogramming, including the way you speak. We don't like that either.
The statistics come as Washington, D.C. recorded 100 homicides by July 10th, the earliest city to hit that number since 2003. Sorry. D.C. Police Union claimed the average date over the past 10 years when the city usually hits 100 homicides is October 25th. Well, they got a jump start on it. Take it easy.
Wow. As of July 30th, there were 113 homicides in Washington, D.C. this year to date compared to 108 last year. Metro police data shows. It was a double shooting on Saturday, the last day of July. Killed Kerwin Sanchez, a 31-year-old teacher and father of 4. Fauci.
He would have died anyhow. He was unvaccinated. It's the silent killer.
His fiance, Patrice, said they were planning a wedding for October and had just bought their first home in D.C. He worked as a teacher at the Imagine Hope Community Charter School.
Imagine hope, Woods. As of Monday morning, no arrests have been made in the case, the station reported. Of course there's no arrest. It's fucking chaos down there. You got drug abuse, you got fentanyl, you got chaos, you got opioids, you got fucking broad daylight shootings, broad daylight homicides. This stuff isn't going down at midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. This is a fucking daylight, twilight. These people are out of control, man. Think the cops are going to go get caught in that bullshit? Keep your cape at home, man. You want to make it home at night. I'm going to run in between some gunfight. But, hey, eight deaths in a month in D.C. of coronavirus. Forget about it. Compared to 21 homicides just in July. Let's get out there. Let's go door to door and ask people if they've been vaccinated or not. Hello, is anybody home? Is anybody home? Have you guys been vaccinated? We're here with some needles for you guys. Needles? What? What the hell's going on here? I don't think they want the vaccine. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, but this is a silent killer. Let's go to another house.
What the hell is going on down here?
Have you had your vaccine? Have you had the vaccine? Hello? I'm with Dr. Fauci's office.
Yeah, the silent killer. So is a bullet. I would say a bullet is pretty much a silent killer, too. Now, what are all the news? It's funny. You'll notice. I've noticed it, too.
He's got more energy tonight, Mildred. Don't cancel the subscription. He's back.
How about some Thin Lizzy, Cold Sweat? Show up at somebody's house. In D.C., you might have a cold sweat. Isn't it interesting how all the news coming out of D.C. all the time and from the federal apparatus, all about unvaccinated people fucking up things and causing infections, blah, 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 blah. And then you hear stories happening in states and in cities, and it's quite the opposite. Isn't that the weirdest thing? And, of course, in other countries, we talk about Singapore, U.K., Italy, Australia, etc., whose numbers of people who have gotten their jabs and who've gotten sick are much different than the numbers being released in the United States. When it's from the same identical jabs, Moderna, Pfizer, J&J. How could that be? Are people in the UK and other countries physiologically inferior? That's what Fauci would say.
These people are not... They're not healthy people. That's why.
Okay, Fauci. Now let's take another example. San Francisco hospitals report hundreds of COVID-19 infections among vaccinated staff and medical workers. Oh, no wonder all these hospitals want. How bad is it? When medical professionals say, I don't want that. I don't want that shot. No, thank you. Yeah. And they say, well, you better take it or we're going to fire you because you're making us look bad. You're making Dr. Fauci and his big pharma friends look bad. you can't make it up. Well, actually, you can, and they are making it up.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in
Francisco. You can poop right in the street there. Two hospitals in San Francisco reported hundreds of staff infected with coronavirus in July, with breakthrough cases and infections spiraling out of control and comprising the majority of cases. Oh, my God. Can you believe it? Like, who said this on Hotwire a few months ago? Months ago. That a lot of people in ERs and in ICU units and in hospital beds were actually fucking hospital workers who had already been vaccinated. We said that months ago. Because that's what we were being told by our friends in D.C. But guess what? Guess what? These medical facilities and organizations and conglomerates were told to report it as COVID cases. New COVID cases. Yeah, they're new COVID cases from people who are vaccinated and who work for your hospital. It's the damnedest thing when we say something and tell people some intel. And months later, there you have it. As of August 2nd, 55 staff members out of 7,000 staffers at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital are COVID-19 positive. And 80% of those infected were fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. Breakthrough cases were and still are expected. Hospital spokesperson said, really? Because that's not what the CDC says. And Fauci and the FDA, they didn't say. So they're expected now? Oh, okay. So keep that in mind when you go to get your shots. Expect to get COVID. Just like you expect to get polio with a polio vaccine. You can't even. Also at San Francisco General Hospital. These guys can't keep track of their lives, by the way. I don't know if you know this. Notice this stuff going on. Let's listen to a little Simon and Garfunkel. I'm kidding. Let's not. I thought he was going soft, Mildred. We almost had to cancel the subscription. These guys are canceling the prescription because over at San Francisco General Hospital, the chief medical officer, Dr. Luke John Day, told the outlet that more cases are cropping up among staff than before. More staff are getting COVID than we saw before, and it's mostly vaccinated staff, the good doctor says. And that's just because of the easing of restrictions. That's what it is. Yeah. We're seeing it happen among physicians, nurses, ancillary staff. We're sort of seeing that across the board. Oh, my God. These people just must really being affected and infected across the board because of the easing of restrictions. That's what it is. It's not the fact that the stuff you pumped into your fucking arm doesn't work. It's not, it wouldn't be that. The doctor estimated that nearly all of the cases were linked back to community spread. But wait a minute. I don't understand, doctor, because all the people in the medical community said you should get these things to stop. 80% efficacy, 90% efficacy. You wouldn't get COVID, so I don't understand why it would be linked back to community spread. You're not supposed to get it unless COVID is an actual side effect of these injections. That would be interesting. They just say it like no big deal. Oh, yeah, you're supposed to get it. Is that going to be the new play? Of course you were supposed to get it. It doesn't work all the time. Oh, it doesn't? Because that's not the way it's been advertised. Truth in advertising. A massive bait and switch, folks. Now they're going to try to normalize it. Oh, of course people are going to get sick. What are you, stupid? This is a pandemic. With open borders, don't you know how these things work?
He estimated that nearly all the cases were linked back to community spread, with no staff to patient or patient to staff viral spread. How the fuck could you know that? Are you COVID Jesus? You cannot know that. Infected staff are in quarantine at home to prevent additional exposure, except to their families. Stay at home and infect your families. Get the hell out of here. University of California, San Francisco, UCSF Medical Center reported 183 infections among employees or learners. You want to be a candy striper? Put that in your... Put that around your neck with your stethoscope. 84% of those cases were people who completed a full vaccination series. 19 required hospitalization. Oh, it's no big deal. Yeah, they're in the hospital. It's good. And what did you categorize them as? The 19 in the hospital. Oh, COVID cases. Yeah. You didn't say that they were medical workers, your own medical workers, though. That's kind of a big deal, right? UCSF Medical Center is not returning calls for comment. But officials are telling ABC News and other outlets that breakthrough infections are expected. It's expected. What about the 84% of the cases in that? The fucking 70% of the cases, the 60% of the cases, the 90% of cases? I thought it was 0.003%, the CDC said. Don't be silly. State data indicates that area hospitalizations are on the rise, with 95 COVID-19 patients, including 4 more patients the day prior. Yeah, they won't tell you, though, on the total how many have been vaccinated. I saw that on Drudge today, too. Drudge running the fear bus.
Deaths are up. Hospitalizations are up.
Okay. Okay. Great. That's fucking fantastic. How many of those people have gotten the jabs? I think that's fucking very important. Oh, well, we can't tell you that. That's like the tires coming off the fear bus. Now, we've seen this before, so we'll talk about it again. But now the White House is getting on. It's fantastic when the White House criticizes and puts a target on the back of and headhunts folks that they claim are spreading disinformation about vaccines and COVID. And 6 social media providers on these people. And then a week later, the White House becomes a a series of or an influencer in its own right, and trying to convince young people to get vaccinated. And they're doing that by creating an influencer army, also known as a propaganda army. But a little humble pie. The White House could learn to use that a little bit more. Of course, you never get served humble pie when the media is in your pocket. We'll try to serve up a little bit of it right here. A recent report from the New York Times states that the federal government is using an influencer army to promote pro-vaccine campaigns aimed at America's youth. Times reports in an article titled, "To Fight Vaccine Lies, Authorities Recruit an Influencer Army." Of course, it's always important to fight vaccine lies with more lies. The White House, White House is a thin line when the Wilmington hillbillies are running things between Waffle House and White House, believe me, has recruited popular TikTok stars to promote its pro-vaccine campaign. And why wouldn't they? Because the TikTok is run by the Chinese. And who better to know that who is popular in China than the family, the first family who's taken a considerable amount of money, millions of dollars from China. Can't even make it up. Local states have reportedly begun paying local micro-influencers to take part in similar initiatives. I've seen some of these kids. Knock yourself out, kids. Listen to these dopes. And if there's something that's targeting fertility, well, that might be Darwin-esque and perhaps cruel, but Darwin-esque nonetheless. Knock yourselves out. I'm all for population control if we're going to limit the number of idiots in this country. I think that would be a good start. Well, these vaccines might do just that, folks. In its own fucked up weird way. According to the CDC, less than half of all Americans aged 18 to 39 are fully vaccinated. More than two-thirds of those over 50 have received both jabs. I don't believe that. Around 58% of Americans aged between 12 and 17 have yet to receive any form of vaccination. Oh, because they're not at fucking risk.
Oh, yeah, but even though you're not at risk, you should still get the jab.
So if I buy a new car, it's at very little risk of breaking down. Your immune system gives you a 100,000-mile warranty because you have a new immune system. All your organs are new. Everything is new. Brand new car. And after I buy it, I go drop the engine, put a new engine in, just in case the other engine blows up. Yeah, I'll get right on that.